Priced in Gold, Episode 2. How expensive is gasoline? You're listening to the Priced in Gold podcast, where we look at the world without the distorting lens of fiat currencies and see the true prices of things as they've been measured for thousands of years by pricing them in gold. Comments for each and every one of our shows are open. You can email me directly, editor@pricedingold.com. You can call our toll-free Price in Gold listener hotline at 888-868-5656. Or you can drop by the website, www.pricedingold.com. Don't make another buy or sell decision without checking the value and trend of your target security in gold. For a limited time, you can get a custom chart priced in gold for any security for only $9.95. Visit pricedingold.com and check out the custom charts offer on the right-hand side of the page for full details. Make sure your investments are growing in true value, not just an evaporating dollar value. Price them in gold. This week's big news headline was National Average Gas Price Tops Record. From the Associated Press, I got the story from the Seattle Times. The story starts off, the average price of self-serve regular gasoline hit a record high of $3.18, rising more than 11 cents over the past 2 weeks, according to a nationwide survey released Sunday. The latest figure topped the record of $3.07 set 2 weeks ago, which had been the highest price since the average cost of gas hit $3.03 on August 11, 2006, according to the Lundberg survey of 7,000 gas stations across the country. The latest price also beat the previous inflation-adjusted record of $3.15 per gallon on March 1981. So I got to wondering, is gas really expensive? If you price it in gold, what do you find out? Well, I went to the Department of Energy Energy Information Administration website at eia.doe.gov and took a look at their historical gasoline prices and replotted them in gold. The prices that they have in their historical database that were available to me didn't go back to 1981, so I'm not exactly sure how they compare back to that point. They went back to 1993. And looking primarily at the last 10 years, which are the most interesting, from 97 to 2007, I see the low for that period is 103 milligrams or 0.103 grams of gold per gallon, weekly U.S. average of all grades of gasoline from all areas and all formulations. It's just the most broad average I could find. 103 milligrams back on 2/22/1999. So just above 100. And the highest price in the last 10 years was 217.4, and that was set September 5th of 2005. There was a period almost exactly 3 years ago to the day when the price hit 202.6. Those were the two high peaks. And then the other bottom, aside from the one back in 99, was set recently in February 12th of 2007, the price got down to 107. So the gas prices over the last 10 years have kind of been drifting back and forth between about 100 and about 200. And where are the prices today? Well, the big news, the national gas price tops record day was 521. And on 521, the price in gold was 154, right smack in the middle between 103, the low for the last 10 years, and 217, the high for the past 10 years. It's a little bit above the average price, which is about 130. The average or the median both come out to about 130, but it's right in the middle of the range. So I would say gas isn't all that expensive. It's pretty much where it's been for the last 10 years. Now, in the period before that, it had also been higher than it is now, but mostly it was lower, and some of the prices had drifted down into the 60, between 60 and 100 area. There was quite a bit of price action. So gas prices may be a little bit higher than they have been, say, 20 or 30 years ago, but not a lot. Nothing really too much to get excited about, in my opinion. Price of gasoline is relatively steady, and when you measure it in gold, And that's not too surprising because the things that drive the price of gasoline up are the same kind of fears that drive the price of the dollar down. And so when you look at something priced in gold, you find that it's much, actually in this case, more steady than if you look at it through the lens of a fiat currency, which is being distorted by all kinds of fears and worries. And, of course, is being inflated all the time by the government as they solve various perceived problems by issuing more money. So although gas prices have risen quite a lot since February, almost 50%, they have a long way to go before they reach the highs of 2005 or 2001. And they're really right in the middle of the trading range that gasoline has been following for the last 10 years. If you really love your SUV, I say hang on to it. Just make sure that your investments are growing every day and every year in gold, and don't pay too much attention to what the dollar is doing. Just worry about having your investments worth more and more gold, more and more real money, and more real value over time. You've been listening to the Priced in Gold podcast at www.pricedingold.com. If you're a subscriber, we want to thank you for being one and tell you that we're very aware of your valuable time and mind share. If you haven't yet subscribed to our podcast, please consider doing so, so that you can have new episodes of our show delivered directly to you the minute they're released. You can find Priced in Gold at the iTunes podcast directory. Simply search for Priced in Gold. We also have a number of subscription buttons and options at www.pricedingold.com.